Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to The Shit Show.
Oh, hi. I'm sorry. I didn't see you there. That's totally awkward random.
Kia ora, everyone, and welcome back to another in real life loose and squishy dish of The Shit Show. You're probably in for another short one this week, if I'm honest, everyone.
Well, yeah. I mean...
well, you know.
Yeah.
We've got busy lives.
Let's taper the expectations now.
Always.
I've got nothing.
Yeah. Oh my God, I'm obsessed. So, and I've only got minimal things. So...
I've got an excuse. We had a dinner at the winery on Monday night. And I was experiencing dust levels on Tuesday. And I had to put together furniture on Tuesday night, so...
And we've all been hungover, and no one wants to write a podcast script when they're hungover. Mm. Especially when they know they're this good just winging it.
And especially when you're old like me.
Yeah. But despite all that, I will say, I think we've got a good episode for you. There's going to be news, there's going to be banter, and you're not going to have to listen for too long. But Squish, let's go for, if you've got one, your weirdest thing.
Okay. Even though I didn't write a script, I am still chronically online. So
that's why we trust him with this job.
Yeah. And I do have a weirdest thing. It's the aggressive sea otter in Santa Cruz, California, snatching surfers' boards. So Santa Cruz is a big surfy town, surfy place.
Yeah.
I was there just recently looking at all the surfy people doing the surfing. there is a California otter that is... quite aggressively, I think, taking over surfers' surfboards. There's a tweet here from native Santa Cruz of some quite cute photos of an otter sitting on a surfboard. Lucy, look.
Oh, it's cute until you realize...
It is cute. Well, the tweet says, this may seem cute, but it's not.
Oh, how dare we think that?
This sea otter was very aggressive, and the surfer actually abandoned his board and swam to shore.
Oh, okay, like, why am I kind of thinking, go off, sea otter?
So, the surfer did get his surfboard back, a catamaran nearby went and picked it up, and you can't really see it, Lucy, but there are bite marks in the surfboard.
Oh my god, okay.
Mm. So,
angry beavers.
Angry beavers, but saltwater and otters, yeah, a completely different animal.
Have you seen them hold hands, though? Otters hold hands when they're sleeping, I think.
Yeah, well, tell that to the surfers.
Yeah. Not only did you have a weirdest thing, but you had a very squish-coded weirdest thing.
Well, it is my internet, so...
True. Your internet.
Mm. What was on your internet?
Okay. This actually didn't start on the internet, but now I've put it on the internet. But basically, as I've been back home...
That's cheating.
I've been... Okay, that's cheating. Who brought zero story? Who added
zero things to the script?
As I've been home, I've sort of... been looking through all my old diaries and shit, and Dad's been doing a bit of a clean out, so just, your memory's just staring you in the face at the moment, if you're me. And I found something that I wrote when I was 7 that's, like, unhinged. So at the back of this book, it's like, age 7.8 years old, which I definitely didn't know what 0.8 meant, eye colour.
Yeah, is that 8 months or is
No.
Do you have a date on the...
No.
So we can figure it out, okay.
Eye colour, green and blue, but I wear glasses. Like, height.
Yeah, that changes them.
Yeah, it was like quite good to have a literal timestamp of who I was when I wrote this. But I was 7 and I wrote this. Being young isn't easy. It ain't no walk in the park. The world is big and scary when you're right back at the start. There's so much more to learn. Tell me now, where's it going to fit? I need some help to rest.
Yeah, so the two things. You've always been a brilliant writer, obviously. Secondly, the rhyming scheme sort of falls off towards the end, but I think that was kind of intentional.
It's kind of giving, like, more complex lyricist that, or
yeah,
poet.
Yeah, because where's it going to fit there? I mean, that's kind of a slow decay into yeah, insanity, I feel.
Yes.
Whereas the rhyming scheme correlates with that because it slowly... disintegrates, I guess.
It feels crazy because, like, not gonna lie, that's kind of unhinged for a 7-year-old to, like, it feels like, I don't know what I was thinking when I wrote it, but it feels like I felt like there wouldn't be enough room in my brain.
It's a 7-year-old grappling with the real issues, like, where is all this information going to go?
There's so much more to learn. Where's it
yeah,
gonna
yeah,
fit?
There are more things in this world that we don't know than what we do know. I'm only 7 years old.
And then I need some help to rest. Is that what it is?
I need some help to rest. Oh, God. Okay, well, let's not even start getting into that.
So, like, was this keeping me up at night? Was I needing to pop some melatonin?
Yeah. Were you looking for a prescription for something? You're 7 years old. You probably didn't know things like that existed.
Oh, my God. So, anyway.
Well, that's not what I thought your weirdest thing that you put online was going to be.
What did you think it was
going to be? I thought it was going to be your investigation into the graffiti in the C block bathrooms at Marlborough Girls College circa 2011.
Okay, well, it's funny you say that because if anyone here has any information I'd like to know, if you're at Marlborough Girls College and you know someone that was there from 2011 to 2015 that may have written this about me, let me know. But basically, either me or Ruby went to the bathroom and saw someone had written urgent news. Lucy Blakiston is an uptight, skanky little bitch. It's so untrue.
Wow.
I wasn't, well, uptight actually maybe, but I wasn't a skanky
little
bitch.
No, you were not skanky.
No,
no,
I was
that's
not
for sure.
Skanky.
No.
Fuck, I wish I was. Anyway, so Ruby, bless her soul, goes back through. We're in science. And she goes and she scribbles it out with Vivid, like a fucking good bitch. Yeah,
she's had your back since,
yes,
like, day one.
No, she literally has since year eight, as I've just read, going back through all these old memories. But I don't know who wrote it to this day. However, I did read in my diary a few months later, which is a clue, someone wrote something else about me in the toilets that was like, Lucy, it was when I hadn't really sung in front of people before at school, and then I did a performance with a girl.
Like Dale from
Stepbrothers. But then I did a performance with a girl, and then I got asked to go and do a few more performances, and then the next thing that was written about me was, she's getting such a big head, she is not even a good singer, or something.
It's because of all that knowledge that has gone in there. Since you were 7. Okay. Well, I didn't know that you had it. I knew that of the law. I knew of Lucy Blackson's uptight, skanky little bitch. I kind of thought it was Ho for a while, but whatever.
Yeah.
I don't know there was a photo of it.
Yeah.
And the writing is really, really neat. So yeah. I think it was a teacher.
No, I know exactly who it was now that I've read in my diary the follow-up. So anyway, yeah, I'm on the hunt. If you know anything about the person that called me an uptight, skanky little bitch with a big head that can't even sing, let me know. Slide into my DMs.
Or, if you want to be anonymous.
Oh, yeah. Let Nick know.
Let me know, and I won't spill the beans. Your secret is safe with me.
And because I'm not going to be mad, I just think it'll make a really good story if I could finish it. If I could wrap it up.
Yeah, it needs a resolution.
Anyway, before we get into the two new stories that we actually do have for you this week, we should hear from our sponsors.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Okay, Squish, so I don't know if you saw this morning, but I woke up, and this is why I like writing the newsletter on the day of, because this story had only just sort of broken and it was everywhere, and it was that a US soldier is being held in North Korea after crossing the border without authorization. So, do you know much about the story?
No, I know very little about it, the story.
And the thing is, like, we all kind of know quite little about it, but I'll tell you all what we know. So, essentially, a US soldier was being escorted back to the US for disciplinary reasons before he turned around at the airport in South Korea. So he was going from South Korea back to America.
Oh, so he was in the ship beforehand.
Yeah, he was in South Korea.
I wonder what he did.
Yeah, and then he turned around at the airport in South Korea and joined a border tour. Like, you could go on a tour of the North Korean-South Korean border.
So wasn't somebody not, like, looking after him? Or?
Well, that's the thing. It's just, and apparently, as we'll get to, he, like, laughed while he was doing it all. He sounds like he was acting quite menacingly, like, quite... Like, the intrusive thoughts were winning.
Mm.
So anyway, while he was on that border tour, in my head, he's, like, run off like a little kid and he's joined this tour.
Like, in full uniform.
Yeah, I don't know.
For some reason, I thought, when you told me, I thought he was a guard and he just wandered over.
Well, no. And so he went on this tour. He crossed the concrete demarcation line that separates North and South Korea. But no one really knows yet if he intended to, like, defect to North Korea. Or if it was just, like, being really reckless and impulsive. But a person that witnessed this turn of events said, that was in the same tour group, told CBS that the man just gives out a loud ha 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 and then just runs between some buildings. And then apparently the person on the tour group then said, I thought it was a bad joke at first, but when he didn't come back, I realised it wasn't a joke. So he ran over the demarcation line and sort of ha ha ha, but and then was taken, like, and apparently before COVID there was North Korean soldiers that would sort of guard it, but since COVID they've been inside buildings, not standing outside, and so he probably couldn't see the North Korean soldiers there. Maybe speculation is that he couldn't see them there, but they were there, and now he's being held, which is kind of freaky.
How do they even know that he's a soldier?
Oh, how did North Korea know that he was a soldier? Yeah.
Do they know? Do they
spill? I don't think they'd need to, because anyone that does fucking shifty moves in North Korea, like, remember that high school student or that college student that ripped down the poster and then he died? So it wouldn't matter if he's a soldier or not. You cross that line, you're in trouble.
I bet he's in real shit.
Yeah, well, a spokesperson for the US military has said they're working with their Korean People's Army counterparts to resolve the incident, but, I mean, we really
don't could say that that's an invasion, and...
No, truly.
Man, he must have... what would you have to do for defecting to North Korea to be the better option?
I know. Or, him, like, perhaps he had a mental break or something. So apparently right now, analysts are saying Pyongyang might use him as a propaganda tool to criticise the US military because he was a soldier. So it's probably more of a
saying,
like, theory.
Even coming here is better than...
Yes. So maybe a lot of this is more like theoretical warfare, but rather than him just straight up being like executed or something. But holy moly, it's just a weird story because you don't really know what was going on in his head.
And to be honest, we probably will never.
I know.
I bet he regrets it, if he's of sound mind.
I know. Oh, it's freaky.
If he's still alive, to be honest.
I know. That's actually so freaky. I think he is, because they're working on how to get him home, so they must have had some form of communication. But my next story, I don't have a segue for it. Basically, Victoria, the state in Australia, or specifically the dude that runs it, have pulled
Is
out...
his name Victoria too?
No, I think it's Daniel. Yeah, Daniel Andrews. Dan Andrews, whitest name known to man, has pulled out of hosting the 2026 Commonwealth Games.
Sure.
So it's kind of, I was really trying to think of a good pun when I was writing about this morning, because it's like they pulled out because they didn't have enough wealth to fund it. But all I could think of was Uncommonwealth, which didn't really work. But,
no.
But I did it anyway because it's 6 a.m. I'm dumb. And at 5 p.m. But anyway, essentially, okay, first of all, I just have to say to you what I kept thinking when I read the word incident on that last news story. And it was, there's been an incident.
it was just an incident.
But I don't really know the lore behind... Because I heard Max say it, but I think he was making fun of Leclerc.
Yeah, so when Max Verstappen and Charles Leclerc were children, they obviously raced against each other.
Yeah.
And there's a clip online, and it's like, Max is complaining about Charles pushing off the track. He's like, it's just not fair. And then they cut to Charles, who's like 11 years old, And the reporter who's interviewing 11-year-old children racing go-karts or something asks them about it, and then Charles is like, oh, there's nothing, it's just an incident.
And then...
with his, like, Justin Bieber.
Yes. But then I saw a video of Max, like, at the last...
Oh, yeah, it became a total meme, man. Okay. You know, it was like a... top 10 F1 deep cut meme sort of thing.
Okay, well, I'm proud that I even saw the word incident and thought incident.
Yeah, welcome, Lucy, to the club.
I know. Actually, another tangent, but it's fine because we've got time to burn. I'm in the middle of buying new stickers because I'm going to get a new laptop, and one thing about me is my laptop got to be covered in stickers. And there is a sticker that said it was just an incident.
Oh, you've got
to
get it.
Like, I have to get it. And interestingly, so I've got a Carlos Sainz sticker because he's my fave. But there's no, like, Danny Rick. There's, like, heaps of cartoony ones.
You want
like
a Danny Stick.
Merchy ones, yeah.
Danny Staccato.
But he must have...
This can be our Shit You Should Car About merch.
Oh, you know, I really wanted to do... Everyone, I thought of Shit You Should Car About. Don't even give that to Squish. But Daniel Ricciardo must be on... like, quite on top of his licensing and shit. Because you can even get, like, Harry Styles and photos of other people on stickers on the site that I use. And Danny Rick's, like, all over it, so...
No Danny Stick.
No Danny Stick. Anyway, back to the Commonwealth Games, which now seems totally boring compared to all the shit we've been talking about.
I'm
cross-reference.
Yeah, for the listeners at home... I'm staring at the back of Lucy's laptop covered in stickers. I'm also staring up at a box that she has maybe unpacked that's sitting on her dresser. Covered in stickers. And a lot of the stickers are exactly the same. So while Lucy was talking, I was zoning out, trying to match up sticker to sticker.
Well, what's the big one that you can see on both of them?
Welcome to the Shit Show.
I have to buy that one again, don't I?
Yeah, that's a classic. There's Andy Samberg from
Hot Rod.
Hot Rod, Life is Short, Stunt It.
There's Pen 15.
There's a couple of Pingus.
Trump.
There's Lizzie McGuire from the Lizzie McGuire Show, the animated version.
What's the tweet?
Billy Ray Cyrus, what to heck, which is one of Lucy's catchphrases.
A lot of these are being repurchased, just so you know, because some of them have been on across three laptops.
Oh, you got to have cool Lisa Simpson, I reckon.
Yeah, cool Lisa Simpson. I've actually got Cartman coming. I'll do a sticker haul on TikTok,
yeah.
Everyone, because I think that would
maybe
be
if fun. Maybe if you're a subscriber to the newsletter, she can do close friends or something for...
Yeah, close friends sticker tour.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
That's actually a really good idea. Anyway, back to the Commonwealth Games. Back to the incident.
Okay, they're not doing it. Yeah. Right, that's the end of the story.
No, but the thing is, that literally is the story. Like, we keep deferring and then coming back and all it is that the headline is the story.
They're not doing it and they don't know where they're going
to
do it next.
No, literally, Nick didn't even need to write a script to know what it is. Anyway, it got too expensive, so they... stopped it.
Yeah. Well, they're going to do the Commonwealth Games.
Yeah.
Oh, probably. But I don't know where, and apparently not in New Zealand.
Not in New Zealand, and not in...
which I would think would be cool, because they can do the track cycling at Athletic Park in Blenheim. And that'd be pretty cheap.
We've got the Stadium 2000.
Blenheim should host the Commonwealth Games.
We'll start pitching for that. Campaign.
Yeah. We've got the Olympic-sized swimming pool, so that's fine. It's outdoors, but that's fine. No, there's actually an indoor one. There's a lazy river as well for them to warm up in.
Swimming against it.
Yeah. Yes, I've thought about it. If we've got the running track at Athletic Park, we've got the cycling track at Athletic Park.
Is there kayaking? We've got the Taylor River.
Got the Waito River. We've got many rivers, heaps of rivers.
Oceans close, if they need. Triathlon.
Triathlon, yeah. They got the swimming. Oh, I actually don't see where it's going. Why is it so expensive?
No, seriously, we could fucking set that shit up.
Yeah.
And
Dan, if you're listening, give me a call.
I was about to make a joke about Space Olympics, Lonely Island, but I thought that is just such a deep cut. We're talking about the Commonwealth Games, not even the Olympics. So, everyone, Lonely Island, if you're not across them, just go and listen to Punchy in the Jeans.
Lucy, have you listened... have you watched...
The Bash Brothers?
I think you should leave.
No, but you've shown me a clip.
It's produced by...
Is it?
Lonely Island, yeah. By Akiva, Yorma, and Andy.
okay, I need to watch.
It's actually really funny. Me and Sophie have been watching it. It's really funny. It's a very niche humour.
Yeah.
But it's very funny.
This has quite suddenly become Culture Vulture, which is lucky because we don't have a Culture Vulture.
Oh, okay. Well, I've got heaps of content for Culture Vulture. So,
Nick actually wants to switch roles. But I have some good news. I do have some good news.
Mm.
And this, I hope you find good news too, because we have one game that we used to play on this thing all the time. I want to know if you remember. So, Neopets is fixing its Flash games and working on sort of revamping and becoming a sort of mobile app as well. But do you remember for a while Neopets got into the NFT bullshit, wanted to create a TV series, did all this NFT stuff?
Mm.
They've put that down. They are now going back to their roots and have announced a new Neopets website's coming on July 20th. It's still live on the...
So it's Barbenheimer and Neopets.
Fucking Neopets. Like, you are having all fucking highbrow, lowbrow, gamebrow. Like, what are you supposed to do? So anyway, Nick, they're exploring ways to use a Flash Player emulator to make the old Flash-based Neopets games playable again. And do you know what game I have been trying to play for years?
What? The Canyon game. No?
Let me say it, and I want to see if we're thinking of the same game.
Okay.
Hannah and the Pirate Caves.
Yes.
Yes! Sorry, that was the best game ever. So when I read this, I was like, I'm taking that to Nick.
Oh my god.
That was the best. Hannah, it was kind of claustrophobic.
It was kind of like a reskinned Mario?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I don't know. But it was great. There was, I can't even remember much about it. I remember the little traps and shit, and you had to jump around. Yeah,
it kind of, great. In my head, it like looks a little bit like, you know, Minesweeper?
Mm-hmm.
On your, I don't know why, but you're sort of like digging and yeah. So anyway, Hannah and the Pirate Caves will come back, I hope. But Neopets, regardless, will come back. And then, if they can, I don't know if this will happen, but they want to, like, build a mobile app that's kind of like Animal Crossing.
Okay.
Like, sort of a simulation game called World of Neopets. And apparently the plan is that you'll, like, be able to decorate your homes. You'll be looking at the world through the eyes of a Neopet, and you'll be able to play lots of games, so...
That's very exciting.
That's a comfort.
Maybe game. from the come down of Barbenheimer, the excitement of that, you can turn the lights off in your room, pull the curtains and play Neopets for the weekend.
I was actually thinking, like, that's what we're missing. We don't have Club Penguin anymore, really. Don't have Moshi Monsters.
I never really had Moshi Monsters.
Well, you don't have Age of Mythology. RuneScape. Run Escape. Honestly, everyone, tell us if you think that the unhinged version of us is better than the scripted version, and we'll never try again.
Yeah, I've been looking for this excuse for everything in my life.
And
just tell me not to try and I won't.
We'll just reread old diaries and always bring some weird anecdotes because fuck, we have enough.
We can dine out on those.
We can dine out on them. But instead of dining out on them, use $15 that you might use to dine out to donate to Kids Can, because for $15 you can fucking help a kid literally be warm, fed, make sure that they're able to learn at school. It's a much better use of your money, and if you can swing it, you will feel not only really good about yourself, but hopefully really good about the people that you're helping.
I agree, it does make you feel good.
Yeah, it does. And
get out there.
We love working with Kids Can, and honestly, thank you to Kids Can for making this episode of The Shit Show possible.
Mm.
Bye.
Bye.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.